Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the APL Apollo Tubes Limited earnings conference call hosted by InCred Equities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Rico, and good afternoon to everyone on the call. Thanks for joining in. We welcome you all to discuss APL Apollo Tubes' first quarter fiscal 2024 financial performance of the company. We have with us the senior management of the company, led by Mr. Sanjay Gupta, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Goyal, Director Operations and Group CFO, and Anubhav Gupta, Chief Strategy Officer for APL Group. I now hand over to the management for the remarks, and after which we'll get into the Q&A session. Over to you, Anubhav.
Thanks, Rahul, and thanks to InCred Capital for hosting APL Apollo Tubes for its Q1 FY24 earnings call. Thanks to all the shareholders, analysts who have joined this call. We welcome you to our Q1 FY24 earnings call. The Q1 went pretty well in terms of the sales volume, as we touched 660,000 tons, highest ever volume for the quarter. This was despite the fact that there was some volatility in the raw material prices, the steel prices globally and in India fell by around 5%-10%. So there was some sense of destocking in the market, but despite that, we were able to achieve our quarterly volumes target. And because of some destocking, there was a slightly slight decline in the EBITDA per ton spreads for the company. So we were expecting around 4,800-5,000 rupees per ton, but we ended up having 4,600 rupees per ton. So yes, we could have earned extra 150 million-200 million rupees in the quarter in terms of EBITDA, but now things are back to normal, and we are seeing very good traction in the month of July, and August, September also look promising. So we shall be able to make up of whatever we lost in Q1. The EBITDA growth in absolute terms for the quarter was up 58% YOY, and so was the net profit, which was up 60% YOY. So we have started FY24 on a strong note to achieve our volume targets of 2.8 million-3 million tons for the full year, and 14 billion-15 billion rupees of absolute EBITDA, which is our target for this year. Coming to the balance sheet, the working capital days remain good at 6 days, which helped us fund our CapEx of 1.8 billion, which was pending for Raipur, and to achieve our 5 million ton capacity. So we told you that almost 5 billion-6 billion rupees would be spent to finish our capacity to 5 million tons. And out of that, around 1.8 billion we spent in Q1, and over the next 3-4 quarters, we will spend another 3 billion-3.5 billion to complete 5 million ton capacity for the group. The debt was slightly higher by 400 million QOQ basis. In June, we ended with 2.8 billion of net debt, but this should start coming down as now Raipur is ramping up and the operating cash flows remain strong with 6-7 days of working capital cycle. Apart from this, just to talk a bit on our Raipur plant. So 1 million ton of capacity, which we added, out of this, 600,000 ton is fully operational, which is divided into two segments. One is the heavy structural tubes, and second is coated products. And our narrow thicker section of 400,000 ton, this will be starting over the next 1-1.5 months, where just one line of galvanization is under process, and once it starts, it will we will kickstart this 400,000 ton of plant, and this will give us incremental volume over the next 2 to 3 quarters. In the quarter one, we did around 75,000 tons of volume from Raipur, and if we analyze this, the utilization levels remain at 30%. But in Q2, this will ramp up to 100,000 tons, and then 150 in Q3, and eventually 175 to 200,000 tons by Q4. So we do believe that Raipur we should be able to do around 500,000 ton to 600,000 tons for the full year. It's based on our gross margin spreads, we believe that 6,000 to 7,000 rupees per ton kind of stabilized the EBITDA spreads from Raipur look very, very promising. As we are talking about Raipur, which is a mix of our innovative products, the market creation also becomes very, very important. So glad to share that for the heavy structural segment, with the market creation efforts, we have got now more orders for the railway stations, for high-rise buildings, some of the live sites we have shown in our presentation as well. So the conviction and confidence remain very high that with our products we are going to revolutionize the construction industry. And these new products will help us achieve our volume targets over the next 2 to 3 years. Apart from that, the focus on other value-added products like coated products, the distribution of those products have started, and there is good full demand from our distributors, which carry high EBITDA spreads. So this gives us confidence that we should be able to ramp up Raipur plant to 500,000 to 600,000 ton this year, and eventually 1 million ton by FY 2025-26. Other updates on the capacity addition to achieve 5 million tons. So just to give you breakup of new incremental capacity, which is coming. So Raipur, we're going to add 300,000 ton over 1 million ton. Then 0.3 million ton is coming in Dubai. 0.2 million ton is coming in East India, and around 0.6 million ton we are going to add brownfield. We are going to add a brownfield capacity in our existing plants. So with this, we will be a 5 million ton capacity company, and we should be able to utilize this capacity by FY 2026. So that's our vision statement for 2025, that we will be selling this much of volume with higher EBITDA spread than 5,000 per ton, which is the current run rate. So that's it from our side, Rahul, and we can open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first one is on the narrow tubes capacity ramp-up at Raipur. While in the prepared remarks, you indicated that it is going to be started shortly. Can you give us a sense of a timeline from the capacity ramp-up plans that you have mentioned? I think it's more like Q4. And how do we look at EBITDA per ton trajectory in Q4? More specifically, will we hit 6,000 to 7,000 EBITDA per ton from Raipur in Q4 itself, or will we have to wait for FY25?
So coming to the first question, which is around the narrow line in the Raipur. So see, I mean, this is the product which is high thickness coated sheets. Okay, it's a complete innovation from the house of APL Apollo, because so far, if you see in India or globally, the color coated sheets which are available are up to thickness of 1.2 mm. Okay, but we started, we thought that we should be able to produce a color-coated sheet of up to 4 mm thick. Okay, so beyond 1.2, which industry has not produced ever. So we put up the line, and it was started last year. Okay, we were buying the galvanized sheets from the industry, and then we were color-coating it, right? So that we started that we started last year, and we tested the market because it was a new product, innovative product. The market applications were.
आपण ज्या व्यक्ती सोबत बोलत आहात त्या व्यक्तीने आपला कॉल.
Yeah, sorry. So, Amit, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So the applications were purlins, right, which are used in the construction industry, and the solar structures, right, ducting. There were like various applications which you could see. So we tested the market last year, right, and the result was pretty good. But the difficulty was that we were buying the galvanized sheets from outside, so the supplier was not stable. Right. So anyways, we were going to set up our in-house galvanizing line. Right. So that got a bit delayed. We thought we should be able to start in like July, August. So now it's pretty much on track. And end August, first week of September, we should be firing that galvanized line. And once this is there, then it's a continuous process where we put HR coil and then we galvanize it and then we color coat it. So it will be a like full in-house back-to-back color-coated sheet, and with that, like I said, last year we tested the market. There was good demand, and we are hopeful that the ramp-up for this product will be pretty strong, and the utilization levels for Raipur will start inching up from 30% to 40, 50, 55%. And coming to the second question, the beta spreads from Raipur. So see, I mean, if you see that at the utilization levels of 30%, right, we are able to make EBITDA spreads of around 3,000 to 4,000, right? So with 80-90% utilization, definitely the plant will reach those levels. But it will take 2 to 2.5 years, right? So what we can promise you is that EBITDA spreads will continue to improve as the utilization levels continue to go up.
Okay, that's very helpful. My second question is on if I look at the broad EBITDA per ton project, progression in the quarter, I mean, from Q4 to Q1, what I see that Apollo V as a group, the EBITDA per ton has declined. Others, EBITDA per ton has been stable or is up. So is it due to purely Raipur effect that Apollo V is down, or is it something else?
So Apollo Z is not being manufactured in Raipur, right? It is it's a non Raipur product, and this is in our Bangalore plant, right? And in our Secunderabad plant in North India, where the maximum production takes place for Apollo G.
So what explains the EBITDA per ton decline QOQ? Because this is the only category where we are seeing this. Mainly.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. Amit, you are seeing the decline in the EBITDA per ton in the G product. This product is, we manufacturing from this product from the galvanized squares. And if you see the first quarter, all the steel plants are in the pressures. Our steel plants, due to almost 5,500 rupees ton decline in the raw material prices, steel plants ke paas sales bahut kam thi. So they narrow their galvanized product prices. उसके कारण दिस इज इम्पैक्ट कि हमारा ये जो प्रोडक्ट पर मार्जिन कम हुआ बट इफ यू सी द ओवरऑल मार्जिन आवर वी डन द वॉल्यूम ऑलमोस्ट 483,000 टन फ्रॉम एपीएल 91,000 टन फ्रॉम एएमपीएल एंड 86,000 टन फ्रॉम एबीपीएल टोटल इज 560 और हमारा जो रायपुर प्लांट से एबीपीएल से हमारा कोई मार्जिन क्वार्टर में नहीं था ड्यू टू देयर इज टू रीजंस बिहाइंड इट. एक वहां पर अपनी फुल कैपेसिटी चालू करने के लिए हमने पूरा अपना इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर सेटअप कर दिया है और दूसरा वहां पर रॉ मटेरियल भी हमने अपना स्टॉक लेवल भी बढ़ा दिया था ड्यू टू द कि हमको प्रोसेस अपना पूरा रैंप अप करना है. उसके कारण हमको वहां पर स्टॉक लॉस यू कैन से इन आवर लैंग्वेज स्टॉक लॉस लग गया जिससे हमारा मार्जिन वो खत्म हुआ और प्लस हमारे खर्चे ज्यादा थे जो अब अगस्त से हमारा रैंपअप होना जुलाई में काफी रैंपअप हुआ अगस्त में भी हो रहा है और सितंबर से फुल रैंपअप हो जाएगा तो वहां का हमारा मार्जिन अपना वापस रूटीन आ जाएगा. बट इफ यू सी द ओल्ड एपीएल तो आवर वॉल्यूम इज 483 प्लस 91 574 हमारा वॉल्यूम है और इबिटा हमारा 330 करोड़ का है तो 330 डिवाइड बाई 571 almost the EBITDA margin is 5,700 rupees per ton. In spite of the almost 5 to 10% raw material price are declined. So I think we are on the track. Just a matter of time ki humko apna ABPL ko humko thoda sa streamline karna hai. Aur jo jet product mein hamara EBITDA per ton toota hai due to the raw material prices mein piche steel plant ke sabse pressure tha. उन्होंने अपना ये गैल्वेनाइज्ड प्रोडक्ट में अपना मार्जिन कम कर रखा था.
ओके ओके ग्रेट सर थैंक्स दैट वाज वेरी एलाबोरेट एंड हेल्पफुल थैंक यू सो मच एंड ऑल द
थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ अमन अग्रवाल फ्रॉम इक्विरस सिक्योरिटीज प्लीज गो अहेड सर.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. Sir, with respect to the upcoming capacities that you mentioned on the new capacity in the Eastern India and the Dubai and the brownfield expansion, the VAP expansion that you are mentioning, can you give us a breakup of which product would be coming up with these capacities?
In the East India, our plant is starting. We are looking right now. We are looking for the land. I mean, land we have finalized. But this is very small quantity of 2 lakh ton capacity. So totally is commodity products. The value added product we will service from Raipur. Because every plant we value added product plant will be our cost will be very high. Because our capex is very बहुत छोटा कैपेक्स है 50 करोड़ के आसपास का कैपेक्स है हमारा. दुबई में हमारा टोटल स्ट्रक्चर ट्यूबिंग पर ही पूरा फोकस है अप टू 300 स्क्वायर.
अंडरस्टूड सर. एंड सर सेकेंडली ऑन द टारगेट वीएपी शेयर आई सी अ स्लाइट ट्रिम डाउन फ्रॉम अर्लियर गाइडेंस ऑफ 75% टू अराउंड 70% नाउ. एनी पर्टिकुलर रीजन व्हाई वी हैव स्लाइटली ट्रिम डाउन द गाइडेंस?
बस वी कांट डिफाइन इतना नैरो मार्जिन को डिफाइन नहीं कर पाते हैं. 5% 70 हो गया 75 हो गया व्हेन वी आर इन द फेज ऑफ वॉल्यूम तो जो बिकता बेचते हैं जो मार्जिन मिलता लेते हैं नंबर थोड़ा बहुत ऊपर नीचे हो जाता है.
अंडरस्टूड सर. Understood. And sir, lastly, on the margin side, you know, last quarter we mentioned that, you know, due to strong demand pull, we had reduced the channel discounts that we were offering. So how was the situation this quarter around on the discount that we offer to the channel partners?
Well, July tak market is a raw material prices in the pressure to push sale tha, but agar se wapas market is now stabilized, bolte agar se to hamara ye kafi achha chal raha hai. First seven days is very good. Not good, I can say very good. July we have done almost 200,000 se plus hamara volume tha. And agar tak September we are targeting 2.5 plus 2.5. So total is this quarter is jaisa hamara guideline ki pehla quarter pehle aap hum 13 to 14 lakh ka target kar rahe the with a EBITDA margin of 650 to 700 crore. So we are right on track. Second half we are targeting for a volume of almost 15 to 16 lakh ton with a EBITDA margin of 750 to 800 crore. So for overall full year, 28 se 30 lakh ton ke beech mein volume and 1400 crore ke aaspaas ka EBITDA. In present scenario, I don't see any pressure.
Understood, sir. And sir, on the long run, EBITDA per ton guidance, we still maintain on the 5,000 for FY24 and gradually to around 6,000 by FY25 and or maybe FY26. We stick to that?
Hey, boss, dekho, I'm a promoter. I'm always bullish on my numbers. Aur jo maine kaam kiya hai, I'm not satisfied with 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. My target is in five figures. But right now the positions are, we have to slowly and slowly cover up karna hai. Mereko lagta hai ki jaise jaise hamara Raipur ramp up ho jayega second half mein pura. To hamara August mein last machine chalu ho raha hai narrow line ka. Uske se mera EBITDA margin 6,000 ke aaspaas stable hona chahiye Q3 se. But overall और super big section का हमारा demand भी अच्छा create हो रहा है जैसे से हमारे जो हमने project तो almost we have done we drawing designing project on 300 projects तो उसके जैसे से demand creates होगी तो these two things are our key factor to increase our margins.
Understood sir. Thank you lot. Thanks a lot sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir, and congratulations for strong volumes. Just two questions from mine. One is related to the new Raipur facility. So you are going to add further 0.3 million tons. Where are you adding this and which product profile? Also, if at all you could give some breakup of the current product profile, you're manufacturing three products here. So which one of them is, you know, right now going where and what is the utilization rate amongst these products? Like, you know, are we selling more of higher diameter products or color-coated or color-coated products? So where are we in each of these products is something that I would want to know.
Thank you, Sina, for the question. First of all, you have to understand what is Raipur. In Raipur, we have three segments. One segment is we called HSU segment, where we are making bade sections banate hain. Iska bhi hamara capacity almost 3-4 lakh ton ke aaspaas hai na. 3 lakh ton about hamara capacity hai. Isme hamari 1000 square ki mill abhi aani baki reh gayi hai. उसको आके ये 4 लाख टन की कैपेसिटी हमारी हो जाएगी. एंड द सेकेंड हमारा कॉम्प्लेक्स है वाइडर, इसमें हमारी कैपेसिटी 3 लाख टन की है. ये ऑलमोस्ट ये ऑन फुल रन पे है हमारा. थर्ड इज हमारा नैरो सेक्शन है जिसकी कैपेसिटी हमारी 4 लाख टन की है. टोटल 1.2 यहाँ पर ये 4+1 है. बड़ी बड़ी मिल तुम्हें चलूंगी हमारा HSU का 4+1 5 लाख टन की कैपेसिटी है टोटल. तो ये टोटल कैपेसिटी हो जाती है 12 लाख टन की, जिसमें 4 हमारा एचएसयू का कैपेसिटी ऑलरेडी ये ऑन स्विंग है. वाइडर में 3 लाख टन हमारा ऑन स्विंग है. ये नैरो सेक्शन हमारा पूरा रेडी है, बस एक गैल्वेनाइजिंग लाइन में हमारा चालू होना रह गया था जो हमारा 14 अगस्त को चालू हो रहा है. अब इसमें हमारे जो प्रोडक्ट है एचएसयू सेक्शन में हमारे सारे बिगर सेक्शन है. इसमें जैसे जैसे डिमांड रैंप अप हो रही है हमारी सेल रैंप अप होती जाएगी. इस क्वार्टर में हम ऑलमोस्ट बिगर सेक्शन में टोटल 50,000 टन के आसपास ही है. 50,000 ये ऑलमोस्ट हम 13 ये 16,000 tons के per month के range में आ चुके हैं. इस quarter में we are targeting to achieve 20,000 tons per month. And wider हमारा पूरा चल रहा है. इसमें हम 20,000 plus हम volume already कर रहे हैं. Number three, narrow section. Narrow section में we have two parts. One is flat product and one is tubes. Tubes में हमारी capacity इसमें जो है 25,000 tons की है. और फ्लैट प्रोडक्ट में 5,000 टन कलर एंड 5,000 ये जीपी फॉर ये अपना पीबी. तो ये 5,000 टन उसमें कलर है जो हमारा पीबी में यूज होगा एंड 5,000 टन जीपी है जो हमारा पीबी में यूज होगा. तो टोटल कैपेसिटी 35,000 टन. ट्यूब जो ट्यूब को भी अगर डिफाइन करेंगे सेक्टर बाई सेक्टर तो उसमें 3-4,000 टन कलर ट्यूब है हमारा. 7-8,000 टन हमारा प्री गैल्वेनिक ट्यूब है जिसको हम जेट कैटेगरी क्या बोलते हो अपोलो जेट है. एंड 3-4,000 टन हमारा सीआरसी ऑटोमोटिव ट्यूब है. एंड 3-4,000 टन हमारा कोल्ड रोल फुल हार्ड लाइटर ट्यूब है.
Understood, sir. So thanks a lot for the elaborate answer. Still, one more thing is, like last, this particular quarter, you said prices were falling. So how is the channel inventory at this point of time? Last time you had guided that inventory is about 15 to 20 odd days. Where is it now?
Channel inventory is almost blank. Khali hai. So there is a very good symptom of demands creating. Although there is a monsoon time, but achhi demand create ho rahi hai from August.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue. And all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, ek chiz samajhna tha. Now, since we are saying that Raipur will be 6,000 to 7,000 rupees EBITDA per ton once we ramp up our capacity to 1 million ton. But just wanted to understand, while for 2025 we are giving a guidance of near about 2.5 times increase in the EBITDA, so segments and which all facilities drive the EBITDA?
Thank you, Jatin, for coming on the call. Jatin, what we are targeting for 2500 crore EBITDA, We are right now three companies we are running. One is APL, one is AMPL, and one is ABPL. AMPL capacity is almost 400,000 ton. ABPL we are going for 1.2 million ton, so 16. And Dubai is 3 lakh ton, 5 million ton. And baki 18 ho gaya sara. So 31 lakh ton is APL. Our total capacity out of 5 million ton, APL is 3100 ton, 3.1 million ton, MPL is 0.4 million, MPL is 1 lakh ton, 5 million ton is MPL, Apollo Metalex, 1.2 million ton is ABPL, and 0.3 million ton in Dubai. And my target is 10,000 rupees ton EBITDA per ton in Dubai, almost 300 crore rupees. ABPL, I am looking at least EBITDA of 7,000 to 8,000 rupees ton. If consumptive side you take 700, to 840 crore from ABPL. MPL, we are running same phase on 8,000 rupees per ton EBITDA, is almost close to 400 crore rupees. And APL, I think in 4,500 rupees ton is the EBITDA margin. 3,100 into 4,500. 1,400 crore. 14 plus 4, 18 plus 8, 26 plus 3. Almost we are targeting for 3,000 crore rupees of EBITDA. Currently we are talking 2,500 crore rupees of EBITDA.
Okay. Sir, thank you for this detailed explanation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Sir, I just wanted to understand this 5 million ton of capacity which we are talking about, what kind of volumes and value addition percentage we would be doing, considering that once we start increasing our SKUs, usually the utilization rates seems to usually decline. So if you could give us some insight into it.
Our value-added product is almost close to 3.5 million ton and quantity product is 1.5 million ton.
So roughly about 70% we would be doing value addition. And what is the sales volume we are targeting for that 5 million ton?
Full 5 because, so this is the sellable capacity what we are talking about.
Understood. So actual capacity would be higher than that.
बॉस उसको कहने लोग जैसे भी कह लो एक्चुअल को कैपेसिटी वही होती है जो आप सेल कर जो आप प्रोड्यूस कर सकते हो वी रिप्लाइज लाइक ए सेम कैपेसिटी 5 to 5
10%
10% हायर 5.5 million ton.
Understood, sir. So my second question pertains to this railway revamping plan. Now that the capex seems to be pretty large, wanted to understand where we have placed, how big this opportunity could be for us, and whether we are already in place to gain this segment or there's still some time before we can get into that space.
So Vikas, when you look at the modernization of railway stations, there are 4 structures. Okay. One is the station building, which is called the concourse, right? So concourse is a modern structure where there will be platforms on the ground floor, and then on the upper floor there will be like retail, office complexes, etc., which you see in countries outside India. Okay. Second structure is the footover bridges, FOBs, right? Third is the ceiling roofing truss, right, which is over and above the concourse structure, which covers the complete new building. And fourth are the office complexes, which a lot of the railway stations are having. Okay. So if you look at our opportunity for Apollo in heavy structurals, so there are two applications which are 100% on tubular. One is the footover bridges, right, and second is the truss, the ceiling, the roofing of the structure. So in India there is like a target of 1,500 railway stations which are going for redevelopment, right? So depending on like some railway station, it will be like 500 tons. Some railway station, it will be like 2,000, 3,000 tons, depending on like how big the station. Now, what we are trying to do is that the bulk of the consumption of steel will be in the concourse structure and the station and the office complexes which are nearby. So that railways has two options: go for RCC or go for steel. Now, where the government has approved steel structures, right, then there are two options. One is for conventional steel, second is for tubular. So here what we are doing is that we are convincing the contractors and its consultants who have secured the project, right, that he should build that concourse structure and office complexes on steel tubes. So glad to share that Tirupati railway station has been approved 100% on tubular. Like all the 4 structures are 100% on tubes. Okay. So with that, it has opened the, like I would say, floodgates, right, to go and approach the contractors that whosoever has won the contract, that you please construct your buildings, your structures on tubes, right? So as we speak, there are almost 30-40 buildings where we are going and talking to the contractors, their consultants and authorities, right? So just to throw a number, like New Delhi Railway Station, you can see the tender document, right? Right now it's under bidding. It will have at least 20 to 30,000 tons of tube consumption, right? Other than that, like whether it is Mumbai, Ahmedabad, then 1,497 other small cities where these railway stations are upcoming. So this throws a huge opportunity to supply to create market and supply our product.
Understood. And all this would be in the value-added segment, right? Heavy,
yes,
to super-heavy structure, right?
Yeah, heavy and super-heavy, that is right.
Yeah. Thank you. That answers my question and all the best for future.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Velekar from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So just I want to confirm if I heard it right. So for FY25, we are targeting a sales volume of 5 million ton, right?
25-26.
Yeah, so that's FY26.
This year we are targeting 28 to 30 lakh ton. Next year we are targeting 36 to 40 lakh ton. And 25-26 we are targeting 46 to 50 lakh ton.
Understood. So my next question is, in this quarter, have we taken inventory loss? Is it due to the drop in the secondary steel prices? And if yes,
no.
Currently, what is the spread between primary and secondary?
Well, sir, after a long battle, now Apollo come out with this inventory loss and gain position. Thoda toh humko impact zarur aata hai, jo hamare paas unsold material 70 to 80,000 ton material हमारे घर में होता है. तो you like can say कि हमको 70,000 ton into 5,500 rupees ton का हमारा price drop हुआ इस quarter में. तो 38 crore के आसपास का हमको technically inventory loss लेना हुआ होगा books में. But अब हम इसको कभी count नहीं करते. क्योंकि this is all our full business. This is very less. हमारा ऑलमोस्ट सारा मटेरियल कवर होता है ये विद द ये कोई अपने ये बैर के साथ. तो अब हमको हमारी बुक्स में उतना कोई इन्वेंट्री लॉस या प्रॉफिट का उतना आपने देखा होगा दो साल से कोई इम्पैक्ट नहीं आ पा रहा. जब से हमने ब्रांडिंग अपना और डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन को स्ट्रांग किया है उससे पहले हमको इन्वेंट्री लॉस और गेन का जरूर इम्पैक्ट आता था. नाउ वी आर कम आउट फ्रॉम दिस पोजिशन. हाँ, थोड़ा बहुत हमको ये जब चैनल डिस्टॉकिंग हो रहा होता है तो हमको थोड़ा एक्स्ट्रा मार्जिन देके माल पुश करना पड़ता है. उसका थोड़ा बहुत इम्पैक्ट और भी आप 10-5 crore का इम्पैक्ट और मान सकते हैं. अगर इस क्वार्टर में इन्वेंट्री लॉस नहीं हुआ होता, हमने प्राइसेस नहीं ड्रॉप हुए होते तो हमारा बिट्टा में भी 375-380 crore के आसपास होता.
अंडरस्टूड सर. सर नेक्स्ट इज व्हाट इज अवर कैपेक्स गाइडेंस फॉर 25. सो आई गेस अवर फॉर 24 गाइडेंस इज 600 मिलियन. सो विल दैट बी इनफ?
हमारा ये जो कैपेक्स है जो 5 मिलियन टन को अचीव करने के लिए ऑलमोस्ट 300 करोड़ के आसपास का पेंडिंग रह गया है. मे बी 10-20 crore प्लस माइनस 5% प्लस माइनस. इससे हमारा 5 मिलियन टन का पूरा कैपेसिटी हमारा पूरा ये पूरा हो जाता है. उसके बाद अभी हम 1.5 साल अभी कोई कैपेक्स प्लान में नहीं है. 25 दिसंबर से जहां पर हमारा वॉल्यूम 4 मिलियन टन क्रॉस कर चुका होगा वहां से वी हैव अ रोड मैप प्लान फॉर अनदर 5 मिलियन टन कैपेसिटी फॉर नेक्स्ट 5 years अप टू 2030 कि कंपनी को 2030 में हम कैसे ये 10 मिलियन टन तक लेकर जाए. इन दिस प्रोसेस आई थिंक हमारा जो नेक्स्ट कैपेक्स राउंड शुरू होगा 26 जनवरी से शुरू होगा वो लगभग 26 जनवरी टू 27 दिसंबर हमारा 2000 crore के आसपास का कैपेक्स होगा जो हमारा कैपेसिटी को एनहांस करके 10 मिलियन टन कर देगा.
अंडरस्टूड सर, दैट्स वेरी हेल्पफुल. थैंक यू.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Lavanya Totala from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand the opportunities that we are seeing for the heavy structural. When should we start realizing the impact of this on the volumes, like in the coming quarters? How do you see that? And in the railway structure business, which you are highlighting, in that, what will be the pricing difference for a contractor to use conventional steel versus tubular steel? Will there be any benefit of using tubular over conventional steel for railway bridges and all?
Thank you, Ramya. If you see our numbers, लास्ट क्वार्टर में वी हैव डन हैवी सेक्शंस कितना किया था दीपक हमने Q4 में Q4 में कितना था 41 था लास्ट क्वार्टर हमने Q4 में हमने 40,000 टन के आसपास किया था Q1 में हम 50,000 टन पे आ गए हैं दिस टू टाइप ऑफ ग्रोथ इज कमिंग इन द बिग सेक्शंस वन फ्रॉम द प्रोजेक्ट जहाँ पर हमारी डिजाइन टीम काम करके डिजाइन पास करा रही है एंड वहां से धीरे धीरे करके इंक्वायरी जनरेट हो रही है दूसरा फ्रॉम द रिटेल ऑल्सो जहाँ पर अभी उसके रिप्लेसमेंट में एंगल चैनल गाटर्स आरसीसी सब यूज होते थे तो इसमें हमारी प्रॉब्लम क्या है कि राइट नाउ दिस प्रोडक्ट इज नॉट इन द मार्केट नाउ स्लोली एंड स्लोली द आर्किटेक्ट एंड द ऑल द कंज्यूमर्स आर नोइंग कि दे कैन स्विच टू 500 स्क्वायर 400 स्क्वायर 600 बाय 300 600 बाय 200 उनको जैसे जैसे नॉलेज मिल रही है तो आई एम सीइंग द ट्रेंड फ्रॉम द मार्केट कि रिटेल से ही हमारे पास डिमांड आ रही है तो आई एम वेरी होपफुल कि ईयर ऑन ईयर इस प्रोडक्ट में हमारा 40-50% का ग्रोथ आना चाहिए
And on the railways, conventional steel versus tubular steel, how would that differ?
There is no such an as a data. Our team, कुछ भी बोले, I am not convinced with the team. हम उस पर designs पर काम कर रहे हैं और काफी जगह से हमको positive response आ रहा है. Like हमने Max Hospital का नालावती Hospital में first phase पूरा कर लिया है. हमने अभी Tirupati railway station पर 2,000 ton material supply किया है. इस टाइप से ऑलमोस्ट मैंने देखा है कि हमारी जो डिजाइन टीम ने जो काम किया वो ऑलमोस्ट 200,000 टन के आसपास पर डिजाइन पर किया हुआ है अगर वो प्रोजेक्ट क्लिक होते हैं तो मे बी दिस डिमांड कम ऑन वन डे मे बी अब उत्तर कन्विंस नहीं होता तो स्लोली रैंप अप होगा तो दिस इज नॉट ए राइट थिंग कि मैं अपने आपसे कमिट करूं कि आपको कि इसका 10% ही ग्रोथ आएगी Maybe you see in any quarter there is growth of 50%. So this growth on project based. But we are very hopeful. जहाँ पर भी जितने भी contractors से and consumers से बात कर रहे हैं, they are very very bullish on these projects. ये कोई product. तो अगर आप third world देखोगे US, China and European countries, वहाँ पर इसकी demand normal tube से ज़्यादा है. तो we are very hopeful कि India में demand बहुत जल्दी pick up करेगी. But there is no such as data we can commit कर सकते हैं कि आपको हम quarter by quarter इतना demand दे देंगे.
And just to add that the tubular steel is 10-20% lighter than the conventional steel.
Okay, got it. So the contractors that we are working on, so these are all small contractors or we are in contact with some large EPC contractors also?
We are working with contractors ranging from Larsen & Toubro to Ahluwalia to SAM to Nagarjuna to Ashoka Buildcon to smaller contractors. So all types of contractors because our structure can be used to make a small hut. It can be used to create a five-star hotel. So irrespective of the structure, any EPC contractor who is doing the structure, we reach out to him.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mr. Rahul Agarwal from InCred Equities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So just one question on the net debt number. It is 280 crores for the quarter. Can I get the gross debt and the gross cash number, please?
Yeah, just a sec.
₹950 gross debt, ₹650 is the FDR.
Quarter on quarter the finance cost and the other income both are rising sequentially over the last 4-5 quarters. Why should this happen?
डेट है और एक कंपनी में
एफडीआर है तो इनकम सारा तो अगर इनकम बढ़ रही है उधर डेट है तो एबीपीएल की डेट आ गई ना एबीपीएल में तुम डेट ले रहे हो बाकी जगह एफडीआर बन गई है Rahul, this is because of the हमारी जो NPL और APL ये जो जो cash positive में आ चुकी हैं, यहाँ पर दोनों जगह हमारा जो भी cash plus होता जा रहा है हम FDR बनाते जा रहे हैं. ABPL में what we have done, we infuse equity of 600 को हमने सिर्फ equity वहाँ पे infuse किया है. तो वहाँ पर जो बाकी पैसा है हम वहाँ पर debt लेके कर रहे हैं. हमारा टारगेट है कि जो हमने ABPL को 600 करोड़ रुपए अपना APL से दिया है, विद इन 3 ईयर हमको पैसा वापस लाना है.
समझ गया सर, समझ गया. एंड यू नो माय सेकंड क्वेश्चन वाज ऑन द स्टेट इंसेंटिव. देयर वाज अ प्रेस रिलीज ऑन द एक्सचेंज व्हिच टॉक्ड अबाउट incentives for the Raipur plant. There was multiple questions there, but largely wanted to understand, is it only applicable to sales done within Chhattisgarh? Do we have to assume 3/4 of 9% savings of state GST because it says 75%?
This is a state incentive. To Raipur, the Chhattisgarh government ne humko state mein plant lagane ke incentive diya hai. 500 crore rupees already humko allowed kar chuka. 500 crore ka hamara price process mein chal raha hai. जो उनको और मिल जाएगा तो नेक्स्ट ईयर से. अभी तो हमारा वहां पर जो जीएसटी का मॉर्बेट ऑलरेडी पेंडिंग है ड्यू टू कैटेक्स, पहले उसको कंज्यूम करेंगे. उसके बाद जो भी नेक्स्ट ईयर हमारा जीएसटी का लोकल सेल वहां पर हो रहा है छत्तीसगढ़ में, उसका 9% हमको रिवर्सल मिलेगा.
सर ये 9% का 75% लेना है राइट?
या 9% का 75%? या यू आर राइट.
ओके ओके. एंड
जो जीएसटी लगता है उसका लोकल जीएसटी होता है 9% का 75%, ये ऑलमोस्ट 6.75% जो भी हम लोकल सेल करेंगे छत्तीसगढ़ स्टेट में वो हमको पूरा वापस मिलेगा.
समझ गया सर. एंड व्हाट वुड बी लाइक अ टेंटेटिव सेल वॉल्यूम नंबर फॉर छत्तीसगढ़, लाइक उसका मार्केट में कितना अब्सॉर्प्शन हो सकता है?
50 करोड़ के आसपास हमको साल का इंसेंटिव आएगा.
ओके, सो 500 करोड़ इज अ टोटल 50 करोड़ पर ईयर, तो 10 साल में खत्म होगा, इज दैट करेक्ट?
10 साल में खत्म हो जाएगा ये. एग्जैक्टली नहीं, 1000 करोड़ भी है टोटल.
बाकी 500 करोड़ किस चीज का?
अभी 500 करोड़ हमारा और मिलना बाकी है तुम्हारे टोटल कैपेक्स प्लान के हिसाब से. ये फर्स्ट फेज का कैपेक्स का मिला है हमको. अनदर 500 वी ऑलरेडी अप्लाई.
सर व्हाट इज दैट रिगार्ड्स टू
फेज टू कैपेक्स प्लान? We have total investment in Raipur is around 200 crores. Out of that, 840 crores capex, so government is allowed 500 crores of the incentive, and second phase ke liye we have under process to apply.
Acha, okay, I get it. And in just Deepakji, just in terms of accounting, this will come as other income in the books of accounting.
Yeah, other income in other.
बस हमारा जो भी other income होता है ना राहुल, अगर देखिए हम लोग नंबर को ढंग से नहीं पेश कर पा रहे हैं, whatever the reason, मैं टीम के साथ बैठूंगा. अगर आप इस क्वार्टर का भी हमारा नंबर देखोगे तो हमारा एपीएल का वॉल्यूम हुआ 483,000 टन, 91,000 टन हमारा वॉल्यूम हुआ एपीएल का. टोटल हमारा वॉल्यूम है 574 एपीएल एंड एपीएल का, एंड एबीपीएल का वॉल्यूम है हमारा 86,000 टन का. अगर एबीपीएल में हमारा एबिटा इस क्वार्टर में जीरो था, ऑलमोस्ट
3 करोड़
का एबिटा था. तो हमारा टेक्निकली आप देखोगे तो हमारा ओल्ड एपीएल का एबिटा पर टन 5700 रुपीज टन, जो आपको 4600 रुपीज टन नजर आ रहा है. और जो अदर इनकम जो इंटरेस्ट ये होता है उसमें भी हमारा मैक्सिमम पार्ट जो होता है इंटरेस्ट के अलावा ये एक्सपोर्ट इंसेंटिव का होता है. है तो हमारा बिजनेस इनकम, बट आप लोग जिसको जैसे मर्जी जोड़ना चाहो जोड़ लो.
समझ गया सर, समझ गया. आई कम बैक इन द क्यू एंड थैंक यू फॉर होस्टिंग, यू नो गिविंग परमिशन फॉर होस्टिंग द कॉल. थैंक यू
राहुल. थैंक यू.
आवर नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ कुणाल कोटारी फ्रॉम सेंट्रम ब्रोकिंग. प्लीज गो अहेड सर.
या थैंक यू सो मच सर. वॉन्टेड टू अंडरस्टैंड द कैपेसिटी पार्ट. राइट नाउ इट इज एट 3.6 मिलियन टन. So, can you give us the timeline about how much capacity will be added, when, and it will get commissioned till 5 million ton?
Up to March 24, we complete our capacity for 5 million ton.
So, you mean 5 million ton will be completed in FY24 itself?
Yeah.
Okay. And what?
One Siliguri plant is not completed by March 24. That is, you can say 4.8 million ton.
Okay. And so on the brownfield expansion on the existing plants, can you elaborate like in what kind of products that we are expanding? Earlier, if I believe that the brownfield expansion was about 3 lakh ton, which you have expanded to 6 lakh ton in the existing capacity, is it right?
So here 300,000 ton is coming from New Raipur, right? From 1 it is going to 1.3, and then there are 11 plants which are in APL Apollo which are running, right? And then Apollo Metrics also 100,000 ton will get added from 0.4 to 0.5. So in other 10 plants, there will be like small brownfield expansion which will take place, right? So put together, it will be like 0.4 from the existing 10 plants.
Okay, so in due course of time till March, and like some capacities will come and kicking in, right?
That's right. Except East India plant, we target to complete all brownfield, greenfield expansions by March 24th.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Madhav from FIL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you so much for your time. Sir, just wanted an update. So, yesterday water tank, in terms of how the traction is, and if
we
could have
good
scale up.
So Madhav, we did one sample early this year, right, near Lucknow. So that sample got approved. Based on that, there is another small order of 50 water tanks which the government has approved as of now. So the work on those 50 water tanks will start, and as we are talking, we are also talking to a lot more contractors and authorities to take this number to higher, right? So one thing is for sure that the government authorities have given their approval, right? So slowly they are starting. It's a very new thing for them, so they are taking some time. But our design, our sample, everything has been passed by the authority. Now the question is that from 1 to 50, how do we move from 50 to 5,000, 10,000, right? So that also is undergoing.
And this again has benefit from like lower cost of construction and faster time.
So compared to RCC, steel is always expensive, right? So it will be slightly expensive, but the time taken, normally an RCC water tank takes 6 months to complete. Steel end-to-end can be done in 2 to 3 months. So you save almost 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tananjay Bagrodia from ASK. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of numbers. Just a couple of questions. So now, employee expenses and other expenses has been trending lower per ton. Is this something which we see even more scope from here, or would this flatten out going ahead?
Tananjay, what cost are you mentioning?
Employee. Would be flattening out over some time.
Mr. Dhananjay, may we request you to repeat your question, please?
Yes, Dhananjay. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah, Dhananjay, yes. Please tell, this is my question. My part, cool. Tell me.
So, employee expenses and other expenses per ton, year on year has been reducing quite a bit. Is this something which we see even more scope reducing, or is this something which will be flat going ahead?
बस कहाँ कम है, मेरा तो बहुत ज्यादा है. मेरे को बोर्ड मीटिंग में सर टॉपिक यही था कि प्राइस में कॉस्ट तुम्हारा ज्यादा है.
नहीं तो पिछले साल
इंक्रीज हुआ है, हमारा कॉस्ट बहुत ज्यादा इंक्रीज हुआ है.
हाँ, जैसे पिछला साल 4900 था पर टन, इस साल है 3800, तो काफी घट गया है. तो मतलब
इम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट में इतना थोड़ी, मेरा 700 रुपए के आसपास इम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट.
हाँ,
नहीं आपके एम्प्लॉय कॉस्ट पर टन अभी 900 जो पहले था 1000।
हाँ तो ज्यादा है बॉस, मेरा 700 हो रहा था, ज्यादा है मेरा कॉस्ट।
हाँ बट पर टन आपका काफी रिड्यूस हो गया है, तो वही मैं पूछा
धनंजय व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज जो 900 रुपीज पर टन है दो इट लुक्स इट अपीयर्स लोअर देन 1000 पर टन but we are not satisfied with 900 rupees per ton. This our target is to bring it down below 700 per ton.
600 rupees per ton.
600 per ton.
तुमने बोर्ड में बात किया है तो तुम लोग फालतू बोल लो।
तो
this I promise you when we reach the 5 million ton of capacity my employment cost is come down from 600 less than 600 rupees per ton.
Okay. And other expenses भी?
Other expenses धनंजय हमको देखना पड़ेगा क्योंकि इसमें क्या है
वो तो sales के साथ ही रहेगा,
वो तो sales के साथ होता है, कभी कोई freight factor ज्यादा आ गया export का या कोई कम आ गया वो उसके हिसाब से vary करता है। In our business there is mainly four type of expenditure. One is employee cost, number two is store consumable जो हमारा 250 से 300 रुपए के आसपास वैली करता है, number three power. पावर हमारा लगभग 50 यूनिट इंटू 8 रुपीज यूनिट पर टन 400 रुपए के आसपास वैरी करता है। 400 से 500 रुपए मैक्सिमम, हायर साइड पर 500 जाता है, लोअर साइड पर 400 के बीच में रहता है। तो आई एम वर्किंग ऑन दिस थिंग से कंज्यूमर को मैं 200 रुपीज से नीचे लाने पर लगा हुआ हूँ, एम्प्लॉयमेंट कॉस्ट को मैं 600 से नीचे लाने पर लगा हुआ हूँ, एंड पावर को मैं लाने पर लगा हुआ हूँ 400 रुपए के आसपास 500 से। एंड वन मेजर फैक्टर वी आर वर्किंग ऑन द फ्रेट फैक्टर। फ्रेट फैक्टर में अभी हमारा कॉस्ट जो है 1400 to 1500 रुपीज पर टन के आसपास आ रहा है। नाउ आई एम ट्राइंग विद द ईवी व्हीकल्स, अगर मेरा ईवी व्हीकल मॉडल सक्सेस हो गया तो आई ब्रिंग डाउन दिस फ्रेट कॉस्ट टू 1500 to 1000 रुपीज टन। तो ऑलमोस्ट 1000 रुपए का यहाँ पर मेरा टारगेट है नेक्स्ट टू ईयर्स में किसी भी तरह अपना खर्चा कम करने का।
ठीक है, बहुत बढ़िया सर। और सर इस साल में फुल ईयर कैपेक्स नंबर कितना होगा फाइनली?
300 करोड़ बैलेंस थ्री क्वार्टर्स में, ये भी 20 करोड़ लेस होगा कि हमारा एक प्लांट अभी ऑनली लग पाएगा साल में 275 to 280 लेस देन 300 करोड़।
सो Q1 वी डिड 180 एंड देन 250 मे बी इन 9 मंथ्स।
ओके थैंक यू सर, धन्यवाद।
थैंक यू। Our next question is from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Envesh Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, my question is just a clarification. In the presentation, you mentioned within 2025. So, doubling of revenue will be in the FY25 or by FY26? Because in a year...
So, we say calendar 2025, which is March 26th fiscal year.
Understood, sir. And sir, one more clarification on the market share side. So currently, what is our market share in the overall structural steel tube industry of 80 lakh, I think you mentioned in the earlier phone call?
So if you look at the current trends, right, we believe that our market share is above 60%, in structural steel tubing, which comprises of sizes from 8x8mm dia and goes up to 1000x1000mm dia. So here we should be above 60%.
And so EBITDA per ton is intact, I think 5000 for the entire year, right?
Also, we have already in the call mentioned my EBITDA per ton is for this quarter is 5700 rupees per ton. If you exclude the ABPL number,
yeah, understood, right? Okay, that's it from my side. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anubhav Gupta from APL Apollo Tubes Limited for closing comments.
Thank you. Thanks, Rahul and Incred, for hosting us. And thanks to all the participants who took out their time and joined for this call. Hope to see you for second quarter FY24 soon. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Incred Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.